The following program has been produced by the Four Sportsmen. And we have now taken over this audio feed.
We control the content.
You must listen.
'Twas the week before Christmas, and all through the land, bowl games were abound, just with no fans. Sponsors jump on board, most without care. The fans wonder at the games, why the players aren't there. But soon that will change, to all our delight. Player games are almost in range. We'll wear our team colors without shame. Gather together in hopes for an exciting game. For now we wait with anticipation, so lively and quick, because we're all looking forward to the playoff without Saint Nick. The table has been set. The matchups have been made. To win a championship, there's two games to be played. If you hoist the trophy, no doubt there will be fame. There are the best of the best. Let's call them by name. Here's the world-famous Buckeyes of Ohio State, ready to play the Dogs of Georgia, the Peach State. The Holy Toads from Texas Christian, a surprise to me and you, looking to upset the Wolverines clad in maize and blue. There are still games to pass, and Bo Pick'em will be a blast. We can wait to see Will in a dress after he finishes last. So we sprang to our feet, ready to bring the silliness to an end. Rival Radio is our podcast. We're too much real to be pretend. Like, subscribe, and listen. We said with all might, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
And with that, we are in bowl season, ladies and gentlemen.
Very good job.
Yes.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Well written.
You only fucked up like twice.
Well written.
Yeah.
And for no practice, that's pretty good.
That's
well
good.
Well, you have to practice to read words?
Yes.
Words are okay. Hard.
Yeah, words are hard.
They're hard, man.
Bravo.
Yes, bravo. Bravo. Give you a little applause. Oh, I'm on the wrong fucking soundboard. applause.
Hey! For he is a jolly good fellow. Nobody which can some deny.
Which some women will deny.
Yes, that's fair.
Let's be honest.
All right.
We're all on somebody's small board.
We've got the champ in the house, Fabian Goins.
What's happening? What's up?
We got the axe murderer,
William Erastus. How the heck are you?
And Adam Green Daddy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I am Mr. Three Time, and we are bringing you our Christmas, I guess, Christmas special.
This selfish motherfucker.
Yep.
He has never referred to himself as the Three Time until you win the fucking championship.
Well, I didn't need another persona.
And now all
then.
Of a sudden, he wants to be the fucking Three Time and take the fucking thunder away from you.
We have to let him have it, though.
That's fucking racist, if you ask me.
You think so?
He wouldn't have done that if I won it.
I wouldn't say racist. I'd say narcissistic.
Well,
Adam
that's
wants
a given.
It to be racist. He's one of them people.
Okay.
What do you mean, them people? Purposes.
You heard me.
What do you mean?
You got an agenda, people. Don't you, Green Daddy?
You mean them people like them alphabet people or them people like you racist people?
Yes.
Column A, little column B.
Hold on. When you say them, do you mean me? Are you trying to give me a fucking pronoun?
Yeah. I didn't try. I did.
You are about to step off the deep end.
I don't want any pronouns. My pronoun is sir, and yes. And put the yes before the sir.
Yes.
You hear me?
Is that kind of like yes, daddy?
Even his nouns are semi-pro. Let's move on.
Yes, daddy.
Oh, baby. Damn, dude.
Damn. Man, so, listen, hold on. There's
a backstory behind this, and I'm doing it to fuck with him. But I play a lot of Call of Duty, and the new game just came out a few months ago. I mean, for anybody that knows what Battle Royale is, it's just a big open thing, and you're all fighting together. Well, in the new game, they introduced proximity chat. So, like, even when you're playing with your squad, if you're close to another team, you can all of a sudden hear each other talking. So I've been practicing my my gay voice so that when we get into a situation with proximity chat, I just gonna be like, oh my God, so when are you guys gonna come over and let me suck your cock? Oh, I can't wait to have it in my mouth.
The mind games.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to be a fucking asshole. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that'll
and
do
just
it.
Fuck with people. Like, oh, guys, shut up. I hear someone. He's in the building.
Dude, some confused little 12-year-old boy is going to be jacking off to you for years to come.
Listen. Full disclosure. Full disclosure. This is like last year or sometime. We're playing the game. And so long story short, without just telling you the whole story, like we're in a gunfight, right? And my guys are shooting, so I make a play. And I run around the building, go in the back door, and I take out like two of them from behind. And I hear in my fucking headset, oh my God, he got me from behind.
God dang.
I fucking laughed about that. I swear to God, for a calendar year. Like, he was so fucking disappointed in his teammates. But it was just fucking hilarious.
Rear security, man. Hey,
man.
Rear security.
Like I was thinking in the back of my head, normally you'd be happy if something like that happened to you. But.
Hey, not everybody, man.
Anyway. Now that we've offended all the gay people.
We ran off all one that we had.
If you're listening to that show or to this show and you happen to be gay, on a scale from 1 to 10, how gay did I just sound?
Yeah.
I want
to
know
how gay did he appear. We would like to have the feedback.
I need the feedback.
I would say this is from a straight
person. You're over 5.
Yeah.
Sounded to me like you sneezed glitter. That was all the way.
Oh, God.
Oh, so it's better than 4 out of 10.
So this nigga's all the way gay.
Oh, yeah.
So I am improving.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Climbing the charts, daddy.
In other phases of my life, I don't do so good. So
that man said he sneezed glitter.
Try a different chapter.
Goddamn. What y'all been into this week?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's my downtime for the year. I ain't done shit. I went to the gym and I've tried to eat somewhat clean and went out the window tonight, but I've not done anything.
I don't know why people say pizza's not healthy, man. It's like
all the food groups.
All the goddamn food groups, man. A whole fucking pyramid in one box.
Yeah.
You got bread,
one meal,
fucking dairy. Yep. Your vegetables. Meat. We got all kinds of vegetables on the pizza. Fucking meat. I mean, what else you want?
All of that's bad.
I'll tell you what I want. Another pizza.
Well, God, it's set. Fucking get one.
Plenty of it right here.
I will.
We'll share.
Get one, daddy.
Bill, what have you been into this week? Working?
No, man. No. We're off. I don't go in for a few days. Been spending time with the kids.
Yes.
Yep. Got some house guests. Some little Asian kids in the house. Not the black market kind. My very own.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Kids are over.
That's a very good joke.
Yep. Kids are over. Been having a lot of fun with them. Got a workout in today.
I guarantee it.
Just to offset all the bullshit I'm eating. I'm living like it's the holidays.
Nice.
Good deal, man.
Adam, what about you, buddy?
Not to put your personal business out there, but I am very glad that your kids are in.
Absolutely.
Very happy. Absolutely. Very happy for you.
It feels like a big win.
I can only imagine the weight off your shoulders having here.
I'm also happy that you're off work so I don't have to hear you fucking bitch and send text messages all goddamn night while recording. Boys, I sure do got to get up early. So
it don't matter. I'm going to bitch.
I've had a pretty good week. What was the story I was going to tell?
About your jacket, maybe?
Oh, yeah. So I went out with some friends Saturday night to the Woodshed in Newport. If you've never been to the Woodshed in Newport, you're fucking missing out. It's great food, great place to go. The four of us and, the three of us and our women and whoever you can call in to bring it with you.
Yeah.
Whoever's
free agent at that moment, yeah.
Whoever's starting at that moment, man, I get it. You know, sometimes you got to bench some, sometimes you got to rotate, you know, whatever.
Start bench cut.
Yeah.
Do it every day. Anyway, we need to go have dinner all together and very good food. But anyway, so Saturday, I had a tattoo appointment. Now, this tattoo appointment, because I know what you're thinking. You're going to go get a tattoo when your team's playing football. Well, first of all, fuck you, Fabian. Second of all.
This man just went full-blown M&M and he took my ammo away from me.
When I scheduled this tattoo appointment, it was scheduled back in fucking September. Okay, you would have never fucking told me in a million years that would be playing a bowl game on the goddamn 17th.
Especially after they'd beat Utah.
Yeah. We'd be playing bowl games in the 20s or the 30s.
Right.
I personally was surprised you got a bowl game at all. So
well, Glad we could exceed your expectations.
And I'm the one you cussed.
And then they paired them with against a 9-3 team. Yeah, they could have won the Pac-12.
Yeah, so I just fucked them out the gate.
I wear ball shorts and a shirt. You know, I'm gonna be getting grinded on laying on this table. I want to be comfortable. So I get home. My team sucks, which as you know, in Pick'em, I'm the only one that put them in the 41st confidence.
100% was confident.
I knew what was fucking coming.
I think I put them in like 36, something like that. I took a high gamble on it too, though.
It was cold outside, and we had plans to go out to dinner with some friends, and somebody in the group chat had mentioned taking a picture together. And because somebody asked how we were dressing or something, because I reckon somebody that went with us, they like to dress up real nice for dinner or something. That's not who the fuck I am. If I can't wear jeans and boots, I ain't fucking going. That's about as nice as you're going to get me. I might wear a cowboy hat. That's about it. So I get home, and my wife says, "Is that what you're going to wear to dinner?" I said, "No, I'm going to change clothes." So I go in, I put some sweatpants on and a hoodie. I got, you know, all this tattoo ointment on my arm. I'm wrapped up. I ain't trying to deal with nothing. I just put a hoodie on, some sweats, and I go walk into the living room, and now my wife is dressed up in her little button-up. She's got a shirt jacket, her blue jeans. She's got some brand-new booties on.
Looking
cute. She's looking like she wants some dick tonight.
Right.
And she looks at me, and that what you're wearing?
Oh, we all hate that fucking comment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought she was cold. Fuck, I was. That's why I put on sweatpants, honey. I had shorts on. Now I got sweatpants on. I'm no longer cold.
Beating the cold.
That wasn't good enough. We're taking a picture tonight. You're not going to be wearing that in the picture, are you? So what? Well, first of all, the picture's probably going to be waist up. This Jordan hoodie was $65.
Right.
It's probably cost more than anything somebody else is going to have on. Is there something wrong with it? Well, I just thought you would, you know, wear something else. Okay, babe.
Point taken.
I go to the bedroom, put my jeans and my boots on, take my fucking wrap off, wash my fucking arm. Now I got this button-up shirt. Now I'm trying to roll my fucking sleeves up so it's not going to fuck with my arm all night. All this to make her happy. So I got a red flannel on. I said, you know what?
He's a good man, Adam.
I got my jeans and boots on, this red flannel. You know what's going to look good with this red flannel?
What's that?
My fucking retro Dale Earnhardt jacket.
Hell yeah, brother.
And I got a fucking Dale Earnhardt hat to go with it.
Yeah.
I'll be fucking pimping as pimping's pimping.
That's it. That's high class shit.
So I get fucking all fucking dressed up, and I'm feeling good about myself. Like Dion said, you look good, you feel good. You feel good, you play good. You know what I'm saying?
Play good, they pay good.
So I go into the kitchen. By now, Matt, his wife Kelly are there. That's who rode with us. We rode together. So by now, they're there. I walk out, and she looks at me in pure disgust. You're not wearing that. What do you mean? You're not wearing that fucking jacket. Take it off. The fuck? What's wrong with this jacket? I don't fucking like it.
The fucking intimidator. She was intimidating over
Dale
the intimidator.
Earnhardt. Fucking Dale Earnhardt. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Take it off. You ain't wearing it fucking dinner. I'm going to throw it away. Brittany? That's my wife's name.
How'd you respond to that, Adam?
I said, I love you, first of all. So I'm saying this with all due respect. Keep in mind, I did say with all due respect, so that means I can say whatever I want to after.
Absolutely.
The
fact. Yep. That's green light. Ball.
If you throw my jacket away, I swear on everything I've ever loved about you, I will throw every stitch of fucking clothing you have away. And I don't mean put it in a fucking box neatly and put it in the front yard where you can pick it up and bring it back in the house. I mean, you'll never goddamn see it again. I mean, the only thing that you will have to put on your body will be the shit you're wearing. You'll never, I'm panties, fucking socks.
All that.
Them goddamn, hair ties. Them fucking single socks that's been sitting on the fucking dryer for 3 years that we ain't never found a match to, they gone too.
Yeah.
All of it. Hair bows, everything. Hair bands. I'm throwing every fucking thing away.
Yeah.
You ain't touching my jacket. Well, I just don't like it. I don't know why you want to fucking wear it. I don't, you know how women are, right?
I do.
It's ugly and this and it, blah, 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 blah. Well, listen, I'm fucking wearing it.
Man's okay? A fucking saint.
So two things are about to happen. I'm going to wear this jacket.
Now I'm wearing it for real.
And we're going to eat dinner. Now, whether or not you come with us, that's on you.
Right.
The picture will be taken with the jacket on. Yeah.
People are going to laugh at you and make fun of you.
Gives a fuck.
I don't give a fuck about none of that, but no, they're not.
She ain't never witnessed him on Facebook.
I know what the fuck people are going to say. I'm going to get compliments. It's fucking Dale Earnhardt. It's a badass jacket. No, you won't. All right, so we leave my house and we go to a liquor store at the end of South Cumberland, right there on the right, package store.
Yep.
We go in, get what we want. As I walk out, she's behind me, and the guy's walking in. Guy stops me at the front door. Dude, that jacket is fucking badass. Yep. I know my wife's behind me.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you say, pal?
One more time. Speaking of the mic.
Yeah. Bro, that jacket is sick, man. Where'd you get that? I'm going to have to get me one. I got it at Fanatics, man.
Yeah.
And the whole time I'm saying this, I'm carrying the conversation on with this person. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at my wife and her dead in her eyes. Not even looking at this guy.
Exactly.
What did you see in those eyes?
Oh, she was fucking
pure
mad.
Black hatred.
See, they don't like to be wrong. They don't like to be wrong.
No. A few more compliments at dinner. Then we went to a Chris Ugly Sweater Christmas party after the fact. One guy tried to steal my fucking jacket.
See?
Two or three guys, as soon as I walked in, didn't know him, become my best friend, because now we've got a fucking conversation piece. I look over at my wife. Everybody's talking, pulling at my jacket, looking at it. She's madder than fuck, because she knows she couldn't possibly be more wrong in this situation.
Oh, right. Shit. And nothing better than proving them wrong.
Oh,
nothing
no,
better.
Absolutely not.
Nothing better.
You're not going to go wrong with Dale Earnhardt in East Tennessee.
No.
Hell, anywhere, really. All right. So we have recorded our musical debut, and it will be released. Actually, you're going to hear it right now.
Exclusive world premiere.
Hey, this one right here goes out to all you motherfuckers out there that said we couldn't do shit, said we wasn't going to be shit. Motherfucker, here we are.
Yeah.
Bet you feel stupid.
And we're pouring our eggnog for our dead niggas.
Especially JC.
Especially.
Merry Christmas, motherfucker.
My nigga JC.
The big homie.
Lord?
The Lord.
On the first day of Christmas, the sportsman gave to me
primary target's hot seat.
On the second day of Christmas, the sportsman gave to me 2 playoff losses
and a primary target's hot seat.
On the third day of Christmas, the sportsman gave to me
3 pick'em titles,
2 playoff losses
and a primary target's hot seat.
On the fourth day of Christmas, the sportsman gave to me
4 trivia questions, 3 pick'em titles,
2 playoff losses,
and a primary target's hot seat.
On the fifth day of Christmas, the sportsman gave to me
5 Hendon's hooking,
4 trivia questions, 3 pick'em titles,
2 playoff losses,
and a primary target's hot seat.
On the sixth day of Christmas, the sportsman gave to me
6 nervous birds,
5 Hendon's hooking,
4 trivia questions, 3 pick'em titles,
2 playoff losses,
and a primary target's hot seat.
On the seventh day of Christmas, the sportsman gave to me
7 Milton's missing,
6 nervous birds,
5 Hendon's hooking,
4 trivia questions, 3 pick-up titles,
2 playoff losses,
and a primary target's hot seat.
On the eighth day of Christmas, the sportsman gave to me
8 fur coat buttons,
7 Milton's missing,
6 nervous birds,
5 Hendon's hooking,
4 trivia questions, 3 pick-up titles,
2 playoff losses,
and a primary target's hot seat.
On the ninth day of Christmas, the sportsman gave to me
9 hardball boogers,
8 fur coat buttons,
7 Milton's missing,
6 nervous birds,
5 Hendon's hooking,
4 trivia questions, 3 pick'em titles,
2 playoff losses,
and a primary target's hot seat.
On the 10th day of Christmas, the sportsman gave to me
10 bets I lost,
9 hardball boogers,
8 fur coat buttons,
7 Milton's missing,
6 nervous birds,
5 Hendon's hooking,
4 trivia questions, 3 pick'em
title, two playoff losses,
and a primary target's hot seat.
On the 11th day of Christmas, the sportsman gave to me
11 Smith,
my Nygmas,
10 bets I lost,
9 Harbaugh boogers,
8 fur coat buttons,
7 Milton's missing,
6 nervous birds,
5 Hendon's hooking,
4 trivia questions, 3 pick-up titles,
2 playoff losses,
and a primary target's hot seat.
On the 12th day of Christmas, the sportsman gave to me
12 Bills of Boosin',
11 Smith,
my Nygmas,
10 bets I lost,
9 Harbaugh boogers,
8 fur coat buttons,
7 Milton's missing,
6 nervous birds,
5 Hendon's hooking,
4 trivia questions, 3 pickup titles,
2 playoff losses,
and a primary target's hot seat. Hey, Will. You want to do a 13th day of Christmas?
Oh, I'd rather we didn't.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely sure.
It'll be quick.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Well, shit.
That's just evil.
And that was our musical debut, ladies and gentlemen.
Please, please. Hold your panties, ladies.
Yeah, hold the panties. Calm down. We're married men.
When you see us out in public,
you can send them to me.
Now that we're national mega recording artists, please, I know it's hard. You know, if we're out with our families or out trying to enjoy the holidays, please don't bother us. Ask for autographs. We may sign some napkins or something, put them on the website for sale. But, you know, if you see me in the bathroom trying to take a leak, don't shove something in my face. Ask me for my autograph. Listen, I know we're famous. And all this, but, you know,
we're people too. Yes. We're still people. We have feelings.
Yes.
And we didn't just record this. We wrote this.
Yes. So not only are we mega recording artists, but we're also songwriters.
Mm. Yeah, we are.
Chicks love that
shit. Songwriters and performers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be in Vegas before you know it. Mm. Have our own show.
Our own show.
We need more than one song, but... Yeah, oh, that'll come. All things in time.
There. You got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
That's our start.
Now I want to cover real songs.
Oh, shit.
Like, I think you know, like the sportsman went down to Georgia, you know, looking for a booty to peel.
Holy shit. They were in the truck. They were looking to fuck, and they were willing to make a deal.
Fuck yes. Oh,
that was good, buddy.
Where the fuck is this version of you been?
Oh my goodness. Shit.
That's fucking
okay,
great.
That's fucking that next.
Gotcha. Yeah,
Write that down, matter of fact, so it's not forgotten.
Well, we're recording, so
go ahead and find you can write down the time stamp so you can find 18 minutes. That was basically 18 minutes. 17:45 to be safe.
I've got paper here where I can easily do that. What was it? 18 minutes?
Yeah.
17 minutes.
Yeah, go 17. That'll catch it.
Perfect. Anyway.
That flowed right off the tongue too, man.
Sorry, man.
I feel like
man.
You've been working on that.
Now, when I'm hit by the inspiration, I just got to flow, man.
Hey, we got like chemistry. It. When it happens, it happens. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
We're already off to a better start than we were last week.
Right.
We are.
Well, we're not exhausted.
Speaking of beautiful things, we lost a beautiful thing this past week.
Oh, man.
Mike Leach passed away very unexpectedly. And we'll take a quick moment of silence for the old pirate. And moment complete.
Arr, matey.
Arr.
Yo-ho.
What are some of y'all's favorite Mike Leach moments or
I'm
quotes?
I'm so glad you asked, Jason. Do you remember the comment that Mike made about the players who didn't buy in because they were too busy listening to, quote, their fat little girlfriends?
Yes.
Yep, that was a good one.
I'm gonna hit you with a pizza quote because it's close to home for me. But he said, I'm a thin crust pizza guy. I respect people who like thick crust, but in my view, it's mostly bread. And I'd have to agree with the coach. I'm a thin crust guy. I always have been. Yeah. But I will say this. Off air, before we got started, we ordered from Pizza Plus, and I got thick crust. And if you get thick crust, if you get the extra cheese, extra pizza sauce and shit, it's actually pretty good. Because I think the ratio works itself out.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's all about is ratios. But I'm a bread guy. I like bread.
I'm a bread's a good thing.
On concentration, said Mike Leach. I've specifically concentrated on not concentrating on this, and up to this point, I've done a really good job.
Man, he was something, man. There'll never be another Mike Leach.
No, never.
I think my favorite was about 2019 when he had the mascot battle during his press conference.
Yeah,
talking about perfect. All the Pac-12 mascots and who'd win in a battle. That was classic.
I got one here. Dating with financial savings.
Oh.
If you're just trying to dress your life up a little and pretend you have a relationship, then maybe you don't want to use the coupon book if it's some kind of a volume deal. But if you want to zero in on one or two serious relationships, break out the coupon book. That solves the week right off the top so you can get down to the path to find the right one. It's worked out pretty good. I've been married, I can't remember, a long time, 30 years or something.
Or something. God dang.
This was Coach Leach after his first win as a head coach. He said, it's kind of like doing surgery with a chainsaw instead of a scalpel. We had pieces of parts flying everywhere, but hey, it turned out in their favor. We've just got to clean it up the next time around.
See? And hey, he did that.
When he's asked about some expectations for one of his early Texas Tech teams, he says, well, outside of Lubbock, expectations aren't very high. But it's okay. We play in Lubbock a lot this season.
I remember one year when he was with Washington State, I think he went like 7-5, something like that. And they said, well, what bowl game are you hoping for? And he was like, the Rose Bowl.
Rose Bowl.
Yeah. The Rose Bowl. We're going to aim big.
Going to aim high. Right.
That's it.
Leach was one of those guys, man. He's a walking soundbite, but he wasn't a walking soundbite in the way that like Spurrier was, right?
Sure.
Or a Kiffin, right?
Yeah, more randomized.
He was just like, to me, Leach is the guy that you want to be friends with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I bet the funny things that he would say in coaching interviews, post-game interviews, pre-game, whatever, seems like the type of things he would say in a conversation at dinner. He was a funny guy, genuine, spontaneous. You know, and it just, I mean, it sucks that he's fucking gone.
Yeah.
I mean, so obviously,
unexpectedly too.
Obviously for his family and friends, far more so than any attachment to me. But I just,
right,
you know, it sometimes, and I think we talked about this a little bit last week. I don't know if it got cut or not, but you don't, man, you don't really think about it until somebody like this who knows wealthy, who makes a lot of money, right? And when something like that happens to someone like that, it really makes you take a look at your own mortality.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
You know, if this could happen to him, it damn sure happened to me.
Damn sure
it
could happen to us. Yeah. Look at Steve Jobs.
I mean, I've not died yet, so I ain't got no reason to think I'm going to yet.
Right.
If I'm alive till I ain't, Will.
If I
every time, brother, every time.
You can never go wrong with that.
If I could say one thing, and I don't want to drag the show down, and we'll pick it up after this, but just, you know, hug the people you love. And I know, especially with a group of men.
I'd like to be hugging Mike Leach, man. I'm not happy.
Right.
Oh, definitely.
With a group of men, I know sometimes it's kind of, you don't want to do it because you feel like it's lame, but take pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One day, and as bad as I hate to say it, unless we all go together, one day there'll be three of us.
It's possible, though.
You know, and all we'll have is the pictures of whoever that fourth person was.
Right.
So take pictures, man.
Yeah. Lane Kiffin had a classy post where he posted, talking about Mike Leach and how he was glad he could be part of his last win and all that stuff. It's pretty classy by old Lane.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like Lane, but I do.
I have no problem with Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
None whatsoever.
Bill, how you feel about
it? No comment.
Okay. I mean, he still pulls for Tennessee.
He does. Still wants you to win.
Unless you're playing him.
Yeah.
And then he just wants to piss you off.
I wouldn't have burned
a mattress. That's how we all
are. I would not have burned a mattress in the street over Lane Kiffin.
Some people did.
You know, there's differences of opinion there. I, you know, wish he had handled like one day differently, but other than that, he was good in the state of Tennessee.
So y'all hate him for one damn 24-hour period.
Well, now hold on. I think there's a lot of fucking.
I've had worse benders
about that. He called a press conference to announce it, just like he was supposed to do, and it got leaked. And when it got leaked, now I may be wrong about this, but this is the way I understand it. It got leaked, and then all the fans showed up and tried to get in. And then,
that's when
and
hell that, broke loose. Yeah.
And that's when he said, well, fuck, I can't do it now, and then he left. Like, he didn't try to sneak out. He was going to have a press conference.
I've heard that the press conference was scheduled.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if that had been literally just a better press conference, well-timed.
Well, you can't do it when you got all these fucking idiots burning mattresses and throwing shit and causing a fucking riot outside.
Yeah. Have it the next morning, have it a few hours prior. There's a way.
I'm getting
you think
town.
He should have had the press conference from California?
You know, whatever. A press release.
Go to the
release.
Coliseum, fuck them. That's what I'd have done.
Round 50. That's
what, if I'd have tried to do it the right way and y'all come out to my fucking place burning mattresses and throwing shit in bags and fucking beating your women and whatever else Tennessee fans do when they get mad, I'd have fucking done it in the middle of the 50-yard line at the Coliseum. Exactly what I'd have done.
God damn.
With a decapitated fucking hound dog plus stuffed animal.
Jesus Christ.
With the cotton falling out the bottom of that motherfucker.
Yeah. Fuck them if they can't take a joke. And fuck them if they can.
All right. Well, let's pop this back on a positive track.
Thank you, moderator.
Blown out 30-3 by Oregon State in Las Vegas.
That was uncalled for.
It was a positive track if you ask me.
Well, during the last topic, he said we were going to bring it right back up beat. Yeah. So.
Nothing makes us happier
than
that.
That's what you said.
Those were your words. Those were your words.
My words.
Upbeat.
Yeah.
Upbeat. We're going to bring this program right back up.
Right after this.
I think that you guys got a bowl game. You should be happy with that. Frankly, you did better this year than anybody expected.
I didn't know Beavers were so vicious.
Right?
I tell you what.
Usually we do the fucking beating when it comes to the Beavers.
Right?
Hey, ain't the other way around. Boy,
I tell you what. Beaver rode that gator dick.
These were some masculine beavers.
Some bad beavers.
Is there a word for that?
Masculine.
Yeah. Well, actually, there is, but we're not going to say it on this fine program.
Yeah, everything coming to mind right now is not something I'm going to say on air.
There is absolutely a masculine beaver. I even know the names of a few.
Dick Van Dyke turned 97 a couple days ago.
See? Oh, yeah?
Here we go.
Anyway, look, I told you this before we got started tonight. It's not what I expected. I expected, I think I said 8-4, right?
Yeah.
Oh, the Vanderbilt loss hurt.
Yes.
Hurt bad.
Didn't hurt me. Yeah. Why?
This game, you know, everybody's going pro. Everybody's transferring, sitting out. I knew we were going to lose.
Yeah.
It's a little worse than what I expected. Now, yeah. I'm not. You know, hitting the panic button. I'm not giving up on Napier. Dan Mullen refused to recruit for fucking 3 years, and this is a result of that.
He didn't refuse. He just wanted to do it when it was time to do it.
I know. I know we had that I think ninth-ranked class, but if you go back and look at that class, there was like three kids from that class that wasn't eligible to play because they were fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And that's not to mention transfers. We had the highly touted cornerback that came in from California, and he's there for, I don't know, fucking 6 weeks and leaves. So, you know, and like I told you, man, hey, you moved up the timeline. Now I got to see something next year. Now I really got to see something.
Buddy, I tell you, unless one of these recruits comes in and is what you really expected from Anthony Richardson, you're about to be hiring.
Well, you may be right, okay? But I don't think you can be right now. Does that make sense?
Call me prophetic, then.
Are you clairvoyant?
Perhaps. I'm feeling it.
I mean, we got the commitment from Lagway. He's the second best or second highest rated dual threat quarterback in the country for 2024. I mean, let's give the man some time.
That bitch was from Louisiana.
Hey, I'm for it, man. You got to give the guy some time, and he deserves that. Anybody you hire should have that commitment.
Like,
I'm just saying, it's not a promising year.
Well, I want to be careful here, too, because obviously Florida fans probably watch Tennessee a little more closely than some other teams because of the rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want fans to look at Heupel and think, well, Heupel, look at what he did in a year. I think Heupel was fortunate with talent at wide receiver, and he was very fortunate to have Hooker. And if I could make a comparison, it'd be kind of like, you know, Dan Mullen and Kyle Trask, right?
Sure.
Hooker was on the bench. Trask was on the bench. We don't see either of those guys if perhaps the starters don't get hurt. I know for a fact we don't see Trask if Felipe Franks doesn't break his ankle against Kentucky.
Right.
I don't know if we see Hooker because
we were going to see Hooker.
Because Milton wasn't playing very good, but he got hurt was what led to, you know, what led to it. So I'm curious to see Tennessee next year to see if Heupel continues that upward climb, but it could be a situation where if you take a step back, I don't want people to have unrealistic expectations. Well, Heupel did this in year two, so, you know.
Well, there are going to be more and more unrealistic expectations because now that you can hit the portal and grab a guy right now that has experience and talent, they're going to say, okay, well, go get what you need. You know what you need. Make it happen. I'm already here in Florida hollering for Sam Hartman.
There's
and,
four or five
Devin
very
Leary.
Serviceable quarterbacks in the portal right now.
It's came out today on three that Florida has emerged as a contender for Grayson McCall. That's the quarterback at Coastal Carolina.
Coastal Carolina is jumping ship.
I was mistaken earlier. I said East Carolina, but it's Coastal Carolina.
Yeah. Yep.
Another Sun Belt player. So hashtag Sun Belt Billy. You know what?
Y'all gonna be a Sun Belt team.
I'm petty as fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. And I like to win. But of all the times I've heard Sun Belt Billy,
it stuck.
If we can get this kid and we have some success next year, oh, I'm going to be a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
I may get Sunbelt Billy tattooed on me somewhere.
Mm. Oh, buddy.
Oh, man.
Damn.
I mean, I got, well, that's got to be a lot of success.
Speaking of, but, do I still have my neck tattoo? I can't see my
neck.
You
do.
Yes, it's gorgeous, yeah. Man.
It's got a rose.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
It's gorgeous.
Kids stuck that on me.
That's some grit to you. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't fuck with you.
What surprised me most with your Oregon State game is y'all are known for running the ball. Y'all can run the ball fucking all day.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all had 33 attempts for 39 yards.
Was not hashtag Miller time.
It was not.
No.
No.
Well, it's so much easier to load the box. Yeah, there's no threat. Go ahead and attack the line, run blitz.
And let's be honest, all it takes is two hats that can't be blocked. You know,
And you're going nowhere, and that's with a very good Florida backfield.
Well, so you got to think too. Osiris Torrance, he didn't play.
Yeah,
arguably the best offensive lineman in America.
Yeah,
you know it is what it is, man. If it's not, you know, if it's not happening on December 30th through January 2nd.
Well, that's the thing. So many players are acting that way, and now the value of an early bowl game is no longer to entertain fans or to win a game. It's really just so you can have the extra practices with your team.
And I'm fine with that, you know?
I hate it.
I'm not like
you're losing entertainment value.
But when you add, eight more playoff games, that's adding more bowl games that matter.
True.
And you say it's bad for football.
We'll see. Here's hoping. I don't want watered down football. Without going into it for the 25th time, I don't want to water down what we have. I want good football games.
I don't want to talk about us being fucking sorry anymore. Okay. We can move it on.
All right. Well, I mean, Adam wants to bring the show back down.
I don't enjoy
it. Did you imagine Florida would be this sorry? Did you? I mean, I'm sorry. He said he wanted to move on. I'm sorry.
Especially after that Utah game, man. I was like, man, they got something.
You finally played your best quarterback this last game.
You know what?
I thought I was going
to
be right.
If you was a little more attractive, I'd tell you to go fuck yourself, but that might be an insult. I don't think you'd do it.
Yeah. All right. Give us some final thoughts and predictions of the rest of the bowl game.
Don't let that go over your head, baby.
I'm plenty attractive. Fuck you.
I think the bowl games are about to get better. We're about to be entertained.
I think we've got some shit matchups, but I think we've got some good ones as well.
Your list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My bowl pick'em list.
Yeah. Yeah, this is what I needed at home, and it was here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, look at that.
Yeah.
This means nothing to me. Tough to master.
I'm right here. What do you need?
Good with Bill.
Thanks, dude.
Everybody take Texas over Washington?
Believe I did. I think I took Texas to win Washington in the spread.
I did too.
Was it minus seven or something?
Yeah, I took Washington to cover. Yeah. Or did I take Washington to win straight up? Because Michael Penix is playing.
You took Washington straight up at 27 points.
Yeah.
Ooh. 27?
Yeah, because Penix is playing. And I took him.
27, though, against Bijan.
I see why
Bijan's not playing.
Bijan has declared for the draft.
Yeah, he's not playing.
Filthy slut.
That's what made me pick Washington. Yeah.
Bill, you took Texas for 10.
I'm going to be honest. I feel like there's not a lot of good bowl games.
There's not.
There's not.
No.
Are we all on Clemson?
No.
Yeah, I took Clemson.
I think I took Clemson. I took Tennessee. And us with
especially
the points.
Especially with Hyde out. And
I took Tennessee.
Without Tillman, without Hyde, without Hooker.
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
without what's your offensive guy, offensive lineman's name that was good that's going to the draft?
You're talking about drawing a blank. You just made me nervous.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I can't think of his name. He's gone. It's another defender, I think.
Well, I mean, it's no different for Clemson. I mean, they don't. Actually, I think they do have a lot of
playmakers.
I took
Texas at 5 points.
Yeah, I took Tennessee. Yeah. I took Tennessee to beat Clemson because they're still an SEC team. And Clemson
has been known to beat Alabama consistently.
I think that was with the Deshaun Watsons and the Trevor Lawrences. And let's be real.
Well, now don't let your fandom of SEC football get you in trouble here.
I have no such thing.
I took Clemson at 3 points.
Well, Tennessee statistically was a run first team. We should still be able to run the ball.
Will took Clemson at 2 points.
Joe Milton can still do enough to beat Clemson.
Were you run first?
Statistically, yeah, we ran the ball more than we threw the ball.
But that doesn't mean you were run first. I feel like you threw it to come out the gate to set up the run. I don't feel like you.
We did, but statistically, it was about a 60-40 mix, and. We had two backs with 600 or 700 yards, and that didn't.
You
include
ran it very well,
Dylan
but
Samson.
When you throw it all over the field like y'all did,
it's not hard to run it well.
Yeah, we ran, and then we would hit our chunk plays based off. We set it up with good chunk runs.
Yeah,
but I did. I took Tennessee. I took Tennessee to beat Clemson. Mm.
Mm-hmm. How did y'all take Alabama and Kansas State?
Oh, I took Alabama very high on my priority.
I took Bama.
And I think you'd be crazy.
And I wanted
to
pick Kansas State.
I took Alabama at 2.
But I took Alabama because everybody's playing. When I seen that everybody was playing, I was like, oh, these kids want to win.
Alabama at 2.
Well, I had my picks in before they announced all that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I took Kansas State.
Yeah. I wanted to take them. I did. But I just, when I found out that everybody was playing, there's only one person sent out for Alabama.
And he was transferring.
Yeah. And that's because he was transferring. The other people that transferred wasn't starters.
Well, I thought I had some inside information. I listened to a podcast, big Alabama fan. His parents own a mortgage company in Alabama. They're big people in Alabama. Mm. And he's a big wrestling fan, so he does a bunch of wrestling podcasts, and I listened to several of them. And he said he expected a bunch of people to sit and fully expected Kansas State to win a game that Alabama wouldn't care about. And I thought, oh, I got an inside source here, and he's giving me a little information, so let me try to be smarter than what I am and take
Will
Kansas
did take
State.
Him pretty high. He took him at 39.
Yeah, I fully expect Alabama to, and even if they hadn't had some of those guys, I think Alabama's skill positions are unlike anything K-State has seen. I mean, if they thought Max Duggan was a handful, I think they're about to get dosed.
Yeah. K-State's offense is legit. Pretty high fly, about like y'all's was. That's why a lot of people's taking Kansas State to win.
I like certain things about their offense, but they're not as deep at receiver. They've got a couple of good backs, but that's nothing Alabama hasn't seen. I don't think Alabama will be surprised by anything they see.
No, because they fought the same team in Tennessee. You know, the exact same type of offense.
I think the question does arise, does Alabama show up?
Yeah, I think they will. When Bryce Young and those guys said that they were going to play, I knew that they wanted to win that game because those guys don't have to play.
Well, what's his name, the transfer back that just gave everybody hell, 22? Jahmyr Gibbs. He puts me very much in mind of Deuce Vaughn with a little bit more talent, honestly.
But let's be real. Kansas State hasn't run on a team that's defensively like Alabama.
Correct.
You know, they don't see those kinds of defense. Even though this isn't your usual perennial Alabama defense, mm-hmm. it's still an Alabama defense.
It is.
And I don't think they're going to get loose like a lot of people think they're going to get loose. Deuce Vaughn's going to eat.
Yeah.
But he's going to eat, but he's not going to run. He's going to have 70 or less yards. I'm giving him 70 yards.
I agree.
And them's going to be some tough ass yards.
I agree.
Those are going to be tough yards.
If I was still betting with human beings, yeah. I'd probably take that.
Unfortunately,
I'm no longer taking bets from other humans, but.
I see Deuce Vaughn 70 or less.
If I was.
Yeah.
If I was.
Hey, there's an app for that, Adam, and that might
be. If I was.
Did I almost read you back in?
We won't mention them, Will. That's the one to give us a sponsorship.
Yep.
I might be willing to bet. Nope.
Don't start.
No more
you don't, you don't bet with humans.
So, I'm not doing it. Won't do it.
He won't do it.
Well, if it's my birthday, you know.
And there's a full moon.
If it's my birthday, you know, I might have a toot, you know. But I won't. I want Freebase in church.
I want Freebase in the church.
I won't do it. Well, you know, I mean, if I've done heard the sermon before, and you know, I don't want to hear it again. You know, I might have a toot. You know, but
I love that video.
Oh, poor Sally.
Yeah.
Right. You know what we're talking about, Fabian?
I do not.
Oh, yeah. Stop. Stop. Do you know what we're talking about?
I'm trying to place it, actually.
Oh, well, we got to do this right now. Yeah. Oh, free base.
3 minutes and 37 seconds, folks.
Look familiar? Well, I don't know what he did.
We're going to get through this ad.
Oh, we're going to get through the ad.
Makes it easy to be good. Howdy. You might not be able to tell it now, but there was a time in my life when I was down so low, a mosquito was in the back. I lost my job, four-wheel drive. I even got thrown out of my truck. All because of one thing. Free basing for cocaine. That's all my life was basing. Nothing else. I was on that last lap with that checkered flag about to weigh me on into hell. But I got nothing. I got in a rehab program down there at Redstone Arsenal, down there in Alabama. And with them people helping me, well, that smoky white devil is no longer a part of my life. And I can proudly say that I do not free base cocaine. Now, I'll take a drink now. I will take a drink, but I do not free base cocaine. But, you know, I'll take a drink, and I might even smoke a little reefer. You know, I like to smoke reefer. You know, I relax and everything. Couple of doobies, you know, just to get you through the day and everything. But as far as basing goes, I don't do it. Now, I'll do some toot now. Don't get me wrong. I will do some toot, you know. You know, if you party and everything, somebody comes up and give it to you. It's impolite not to take it though. So me and my girlfriend, Sally, we, you know, we party, man. I tell you, we do party. So, you know, I will do some toot. We do, you know, on a good weekend there. We got a bunch of friends over. We do about an 8-ball of toot there. But we don't bake. I do not free base cocaine. We'll make that clear. I don't do it. Well, I tell you what, that drinking now, I will not drink that tequila. Now, I tell you what, the last time I drank it, I got wild and was saying, girlfriend Sally, I beat up on Sally. And you know, when I done that, it hurt me a lot more than it does her when I beat the hell out of it. So I don't drink that tequila now. And I don't do any basing. I do not free base. That's two things I don't do. I'm no longer part of my life. I tell you what, I will at tequila. I'll tell you, I do drink it about twice a year, you know. I drank some tequila. And of course, when I do drink it, Sally, you better look out. You know I'm going to go upside that head now. Oh, but basically, I don't do it. You know, I heard somewhere coffee's bad for you. That caffeine, I read that somewhere. So I do that speed to get back up again. Of course, you got to get ready the next day and going all day long partying and things. But as far as basically goes, I don't do that. I will not free base cocaine. I don't touch it. Unless it's my birthday, some minor special occasion, I'll get out that pipe and I'll pay. I won't free base cocaine if I'm behind the wheel of a car. I won't do it. If I'm driving the car, I won't do it. Unless, you know, you stop the traffic. You know you're going to be there a while. And ain't nothing on radio. I'll get out that pipe and I'll pay. But I will not free base cocaine if I'm in church. I will not free base cocaine in church, unless, you know, it's during him and I don't like something. I might get out there pipe and I'll base in it. I won't do it during the sermon, though. I will not free base cocaine in church during the sermon, unless I've heard it before. Then, you know, I've heard that song. I don't want to hear the same thing. You just don't want to sit there and do nothing. So I'll get out there pipe and then I'll base, but I won't do it. I will not do it at all. I will not
do that.
Hey, right now, I've been through that rehab, and free base is no longer part of my life.
This message brought to you by the Redstone Drug Rehabilitation Center, reminding you to just say no to dope.
A man of principles.
Yes, he is.
And I admire that.
He knows when and when he won't do it.
For the most part.
You know.
Met maybe. TC.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the FCC won't let me be or let me be me, so let me see.
All right. Let's get into naming our top five Christmas songs, fellas. We'll start at number five. We expect a whole Friday after next list from this man to my left, Fabian.
I won't disappoint.
Okay.
At number five, I have Christmas in Hollis. Oh, don't you motherfuckers do this.
Play it. I don't know what that is.
Yes, you do.
Maybe I do.
Run DMC.
I ain't never heard of that shit in my life.
Yeah, you the nerd. Uncultured fucking swine.
Bear with us for this ad.
Tis the season to switch to Verizon.
This holiday we do not own the rights to any of this music.
No, I thank you for my black card, Fabian, but I can't give you a white card.
There was a,
I don't think we... It doesn't matter because... We're not monetizing anything, so we can play whatever we want to. It's a reaction video or a reaction podcast, right?
Y'all have never seen this.
No.
How fucking white are y'all?
Look at me, Fabian.
Like 12.
Look at me, Fabian.
Them's titties.
I'm the whitest man in this room.
I don't know. I wear Jordan, so I'm at least a 4 out of 10.
At least a 4 out of 10.
4
out of
10.
Yeah.
I'm late as it is.
I wear my hat backwards, too. Sometimes.
Y'all have heard this.
I wore a FUBU shirt when I was in high school.
Don't go anywhere till I get back.
I remember you telling me.
And a no limit. I had a no limit shoulder soldier shirt too. I'll never forget the way that woman at the register looked at me when I walked up to the counter with that FUBU shirt. Yeah, I know what this is now.
Yeah, I knew y'all had heard this shit.
Why is it making all the white people naughty?
I'll give you one guess. He's fucking white. He's an elf. He kind of looks like he's Mexican.
He does, yeah, he white.
It was December 24th on Hollis Avenue at the dark when I seen a man chilling with his dog at the park. I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog, oh my God, an ill reindeer. My man, I was really good, the man had a...
You never heard this?
You've never heard Christmas in Hollis?
Nope.
Oh my goodness.
So I turned my head a second and the man was gone. But he must have dropped.
My list is all over the place. I'm going to tell y'all now.
I mean, I wouldn't have it on mine, but I have heard it.
It was just one of the songs that makes me think of Christmas. When I think about Christmas, I think of Christmas and Alice.
It's actually pretty good.
I can feel that because anytime I think of Christmas, I think of Pinky.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Christmas time. Well, see, I need
we
you
can't
to
say
I
that.
Yeah.
Y'all don't have to play this whole song. I ain't gonna make that.
Yeah, let's not play the whole song. This is a podcast.
It is,
after all.
Christmas. Doesn't
everybody
know what we like,
dude. I feel you boring. You went all fucking cool.
Oh, wild. No. Oh,
so
no.
Do you want to play like a little bit of each song?
Yeah, we're gonna play a little bit of all of them.
Yeah, that's what I have at number 5.
What you got, Bill? At number 5.
Oh, holy night. The stars
are slowly
are brightly.
Do you have
shining.
A specific artist that you like to sing it? Because she's not going to fucking sing it to
no,
us.
No, please don't do
if
that.
Any of you
please,
mother-
no
I'm
going to
say this right now as a full disclaimer. If any of you motherfuckers
that's
have
number
that song
one.
On your list, you goddamn
number
hipper,
one.
You're fucking. I hope you trip
all
fall
I want
on
for
the
Christmas is you. No. There does not exist a better Christmas song.
There's at least 1,000.
At least.
By no
millions
metric can you measure
and
that.
Millions and
now, listen, I love Mariah Carey, and I would do unexplainable, unexplicable things to her naked body, but I won't listen to her sing that fucking song.
We've recorded one song, and now we're fucking
musical experts.
Yeah.
Musical experts.
Yeah. We're basically Jewish at this point.
I don't know why that's a joke. I don't understand.
Because we're the ones producing it.
Yep. Oh. Wait.
I had to dial that in, didn't
right
I?
Right over my head.
No, I had to think of something real quick.
Well, I'm proud of that one. That was good.
Thank you, buddy.
Way to catch.
We'll give about a minute on each.
Did you just name songs, or did you?
No, this is legitimate.
What I did was songs right here.
Okay,
songs
like, did you name artists a specific artist version or just songs?
Well, two of them I have legitimate artists. One of those artists is
what you got out
of for me at number
character.
5. It's going to be Winter Wonderland by Bing Crosby.
Yeah,
and if you're out shopping during the holiday season and you hear a lot of your Christmas traditional carols, a lot of them are by Bing Crosby.
Yeah,
to me, he's the classical Christmas voice. He's the guy you always hear.
Yes.
Yeah. And Winter Wonderland is one of my favorite Christmas jingles.
Yeah. When you hear it, it makes you feel all Christmassy.
It does. I love Christmas.
Christmas.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
How many panties that man dropped with his voice?
All of them.
All of them. Is glistening.
He's right up there with Sinatra in his voice.
Beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Gone away.
Oh, is the bluebird
here to stay? Is the new bird? He sings a love song.
We go along, walking in a winter wonderland.
In the meadow,
yep,
we can
build a snowman. Spend all the money
and pretend that he is Parson Brown.
Great song.
It is.
Great song.
Absolutely.
At my number five, I did a 5A and a 5B. I couldn't cut one of these out. It's the same title, and it's two different artists and two different songs. Mm. So first, we'll go with White Christmas by Bing Crosby.
Oh, Bing Bong.
Dreaming of a white Christmas.
That's a fucking ad. We don't care about
Bing Crosby. Was the one that they based a lot of those old cartoons on, you know, with the big, tall, lanky chicken singing into the can.
A long Christmas.
And my other one is White Christmas by the Drifters.
By the Drifters. Who are the Drifters?
I like that version better.
Of course you do.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know who this was. I love that one.
Fabian's a racist son of a bitch.
I am not. My number five. My number four will prove that.
Dreaming.
Oh, he ain't racist. He's got white friends.
Christmas. I got a half white child.
Just like that's the ones different. I used to know.
I love white women.
You love white pussy.
That's different.
Love
yeah.
white pussy. If God made anything better white pussy, I don't want it.
It's all pink.
I'm not going to say what I start to say.
You can't tell the difference if the lights are off.
Oh, yeah, you can.
What do you got it for, baby?
And boy, if I tell you how you can tell, oh my, the black people will turn on me. I'm not going to do it. What I have at four, Jingle Bell Rock, Bobby Helms.
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock.
It's one of those songs, and like Adam said, when you're out, you hear it in movies, you hear it all over the place, and it screams Christmas. And I've always, no matter what the fuck I'm doing, I'm singing this song. I'm going to sing it word for fucking word. And it's just one of those feel-good Christmas songs.
Oh, this is the version that was on Home Alone.
Yes. Yeah. So was the one he played
jingle
with the Drifters.
Bell,
jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun.
And Mrs. Claus there kind of thick.
She's about 3 feet thick, ain't she?
Jingle okay.
Bell, bring that ass bell, here, Mrs. Claus.
Jingle bell rock. Jingle bells time and jingle bell time. Dancing and
sign out delivering presents. I'm in there delivering dick.
In the frosty air.
Yeah, we know he won't be back quick tonight.
No.
What a ride time.
What do you got it for, Bill?
Hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me. Elvis. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
I mean, you're not good, but you're not just like.
Not terrible either.
You don't make people want to scratch their eardrums out like I do when I sing.
I thought you sounded good tonight.
You got some melody.
Oh, stop.
He pointed at me like I was going to know the words to that shit.
Yeah.
Look at me. I don't know.
I don't need a lot of presents.
Okay, yeah.
To make my Christmas bright.
Elvis is on mine.
I just need my
it's
baby.
Not this. Yeah, y'all probably know which Elvis song it is, too.
Yeah,
I love to just fucking sing.
Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to me.
The Christmas tree
I can
is
see
ready.
You get down to this, Will.
Oh, yeah, this fucking jam.
But with my baby far away, the good is a mistletoe. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa,
like,
bring my baby back.
We kind of mentioned it earlier with Big Crosby. Like, that's who he picks here when we think Christmas music.
Right.
Who the fuck was they listening to before he came along?
Right.
Like, what the fuck was there?
Church. There was church.
Absolutely church.
He's pretty old. I mean, so
he is.
You know, he's,
but he's like,
the nigga's name is Pink.
Okay. I don't know how many was before him, is what I'm saying. Like,
he was having
1800s? I mean, somebody had to be in 1800s.
Well, he might have been the guy to mainstream.
That's where Rock hit a pan. That's why they named him after there.
You know, otherwise it was, if the congregation would turn your hymnals to page 289.
And let's sing the song Double Rock on the Side of the Road to Jericho. Ready, go.
Joy to the world. You know, I mean.
He was 74 when he died in Spain.
In 1930.
In 1977. Yeah. He was born in 1903.
There is no sing-along for my number four.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
As a matter of fact, there's no lyrics. Okay. But I don't mind this song with lyrics, but I just like the melody. It's Carol of the Bells by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh.
And that's not trans like everybody thinks it's trans now.
It's not trans fat.
But you don't know that they're not either now, do you?
That's a different. Wait, you know what?
Don't make assumptions, Mr. Green.
I apologize for the assumptions.
I don't. Fuck y'all. We're being some fucking sensitive.
This is like the dopest melody ever.
Yes.
Especially when it gets going. I would like to see these guys in concert.
Oh, I've always wanted to, yeah.
Know who this is, Fabian?
I've heard this.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't know that's their name, but I've heard the name, and I've heard this.
Gotcha. I mean, this is a fucking rock opera. This ain't no Christmas song.
Yeah. They made the list twice on mine.
Really?
Yes.
This one, this song, or something
this
else?
This one is one, and then another song. Yeah.
Oh, yeah? This is fucking badass. Especially
this one's number second. Two at mine.
Fucking headbang with my Christmas lights.
Hey, you get them synced up lights to go with this shit?
Oh, yeah. Motherfucking Christmas! Yeah. Away in a major!
Motherfucking Christmas mega.
Silver bells! Hear them ring!
See, I can do it.
Mary Joseph, man. Jesus!
That was a thing!
Yet. We're fucking retarded.
Oh, Lord.
God almighty. There's so much wrong with us.
We are dumb.
Right, my number four is going to be The Christmas Song by Nat King Cole.
Nice.
Honorable mention.
This is the reason for the season. It's
I bet somebody's mad at that.
Guarantee it.
Oh, my God. I hope the you-know-whos don't ever see that Home Goods commercial.
Mm.
This is the reason for the season. Oh, my God.
Fucking heads will pop off.
They might burn Home Goods to the ground.
Save me money if they did.
You seen Nat King Cole's daughter?
Yes.
Lord have mercy.
And Keisha Cole?
No.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping
at your toes.
At your nigga toes.
Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed
so
up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright.
He laughs because them's black kids. He ain't got to take them back.
It's the video we're watching that goes with the song.
Sorry.
But it's fitting.
I'm a Christmas ham guy.
Yeah.
I like turkey, but
not on Christmas.
Not on Christmas.
No, Christmas is ham.
Not never.
I'm Christmas breakfast turkey or gets Christmas ham.
Yeah. And I'm both. I need that good Christmas breakfast, and I need that ham.
Fabian, what you got at three?
I have the Chipmunks on. Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Which one? They did a whole Christmas album, buddy.
That's the name of the song. The
First
Chipmunk song.
I wanna who? That one.
Mm-hmm.
We
Chipmunk Christmas song.
Hardly stand to wait. Oh, I love this fucking shit.
All right, you Chipmunks.
Mm-hmm. Screams
even the video.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
I'm not 3DS, putting on fucking cologne. To sing. Like my fucking kid.
This takes me back to my childhood, man. Yep. I love this fucking song.
Oh, yeah. I had this album on cassette somewhere. Oh, I
guarantee it.
I did, actually.
I didn't know six fucking words when I was singing this shit as a kid either. Just melody.
Yep.
I believe you had the melody. You saved us on the song earlier.
We all play our roles.
Honestly, boy. I expected it.
We all play our roles. That's my number three.
Fully expected it.
All right. Bill, what you got at three?
My number three, Don't Be a Jerk. It's Christmas. I think that is the name of it. SpongeBob.
Oh yeah.
I'll be honest, man. You're letting me down.
Yeah?
Like I expected some Sinatra and
I've got the only album on my phone is Sinatra and I like all of it. And he could sing. Actually, yeah, the top two may be Sinatra.
Okay. I don't know.
Those are the two.
I guess I've disappointed myself. I just had in my brain pictured a different list from you.
Three of my five are Sinatra sung.
Okay.
Bring joy to the world, it's the thing to do. But the world does not revolve around you. Don't be a jerk.
It's Christmas.
Be nice to babies and animals, old folks too. Cause that's how you'd like them to treat you. Use turn signals, don't screen my calls. Don't you wreck the house when you deck the halls.
Oh, that's a good one.
Put your gum where it won't wind up on my shoe. Squeeze toothpaste from the bottom of the tube. Don't be a jerk. It's Christmas. It's Christmas.
Love that little yellow son of a bitch.
We're all pretty fond of it.
I've never seen an episode of SpongeBob all the way through.
Oh, it's great.
You have to, man.
Not
you,
once.
You need to do it, man.
What do you got, Adam? Oh, shit.
And now, let's hear it.
Oh, hell, blue Christmas
without you.
Blue Christmas, Elvis Presley.
I'll be so blue.
We believe saving at Target should be
just thinking.
It might be
no free ads.
Might be his best Christmas song. It's my favorite. I think it's his best. Well, he did Jingle Bell Rock though, didn't he?
Yeah, he was one of those guys that had entire albums.
He could kill anything.
Christmas without you.
Have y'all seen that movie?
I'll be so blue.
I'm not.
Oh, you need to watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. Oh, it's real good. You might even like it, baby.
I might check it out.
Elvis was loved by Bill Street Blues, Memphis.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was.
Dude, Elvis, he was all soul, yeah.
Elvis was a fucking good dude.
He was true soul.
Would be the same, dear. If you're not here with me, and when the blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling.
Dude, love me some Elvis. Elvis had really good gospel albums, too. Yes. So
Elvis,
soulful.
Elvis was that dude. What we got up here next? Christmas Eve.
This is my second
one. Oh, I didn't know what this was. I know what this is now.
Dude, that violin just lights my soul on fire. I love that shit.
Why does this sound like the beginning of a Metallica Christmas album?
I can see that.
They go really instrumental.
That Metallica S&M album is fucking awesome.
Yeah. This is one of the more familiar ones that I hear now, too. This one's everywhere.
Do they still perform?
They got shows right now, man. So I'm looking at here.
Yeah.
I want to go see them. I would like, oh, my God. Can you imagine seeing them now during Christmas?
Yeah.
Be a great date night.
All up north or southwest?
I hear this a lot on Christmas commercials.
Yeah. I would, I'd go to, say, Atlanta or Nashville to see them.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Fabian, what have you got at number two?
All right, number two, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Luther Vandross.
Oh.
Luther.
Sinatra did it better.
You Hush Your Whore Mouth.
Yeah, old Blue Eyes did it better.
You Hush Your Whore Mouth. This is my list.
It's a list, fucker. Yeah.
It's Jesus.
Not a white man one on your list.
Not one.
You going to tell me Bobby Helms ain't white?
I don't know who Bobby Helms
is. We don't even know who the fuck that is. He's out black, though.
He's definitely white. And the Alvin and the Chipmunks are definitely white.
There are no such thing as Caucasian chipmunks, Fabian. They're chipmunks.
talking about the voice actors.
A merry little Christmas.
Nah, he doing too much. He doing too much.
There's some appeal to
y'all
that.
Y'all are fucking haters.
If you're sitting by that fire, you want Luther Vandross if you're dropping panties.
He doing too much.
Sinatra ain't dropping no fucking panties.
I want a cigar, some whiskey, and Sinatra.
If I'm alone,
y'all gonna make me go live on
whiskey,
Facebook.
Yeah.
I want Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra is?
I know who Frank Sinatra is.
He ain't got no panties.
I'm telling you right now, this is
this is
Luther. Y'all hate this, man.
Is this Big Luther or Little Luther?
This is Little Luther.
I don't even know what that means, but I laugh every time I think about it.
I can explain. Because when he first came out, he was big and thick and greasy, and he lost a lot of weight. So he had a transition period. You know, when he first came out, Luther was full cheeked, and you know, he was.
When you say big and thick and greasy, I'm imagining like a car salesman motherfucker.
Yeah, Luther was.
I'm fat. I was thinking about chicken.
Luther was of plus size descent.
Do you remember that scene in Hot Tub Time? Have you seen Hot Tub Time Machine?
Yeah.
Where they're starting to realize what it is, and fucking what's his face? I can't think of his name, but he says he runs up to the person. He's like, what color is Michael Jackson?
Yeah. He's black.
He's black. Bill, what do you got at number two?
My number two is Silent Night. Go Sinatra, because I think Adam needs this one.
I had Sinatra. I had this, the song that Fabian just played, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, on my honorable mention by Sinatra.
I had to pick Luther Vandross.
Why'd you have to, Fabian?
Because he's black.
You
expect me to lie.
We had to pick Frank.
Fair enough.
Yeah, these take me to like a place of comfort. This gives me a very family oriented.
Hold up. Pause this shit. There ain't a woman listener that would rather hear this motherfucker sing over Luther.
No, this is Christmas.
You lost your fucking mind. Maybe our grandmothers.
It's Christmas, baby.
I mean, Mamaw listened to Luther, too, depending on what she was doing with herself.
Listen, there ain't a woman panties that won't get wet from Luther. Try it and see if you think I'm lying.
What, if she's racist?
No. Don't make her racist. Just makes her into Luther.
No, I said, what if she is racist? Maybe she don't like it for that reason.
It's too late.
Sinatra's the way to go, man. At least in some instances.
I'm going to do a Facebook poll.
For my grandmother to sing Silent Night.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
Jumanji upstairs.
Meanwhile, the kids are breaking through level two.
They not beat that game yet. They've been trying awful hard.
They'll try until the day we're dead, I guess.
Number two for me, Little Drummer Boy by Bob Seger.
Now that I can get down with.
You know Bob
Seger
is?
The best part of Christmas is basically the presents.
Joe Diffie, Leroy the Redneck Reindeer.
Oh,
if the devil danced in me deep pockets
beside the jukebox, if I die, oh yeah, Lord, I want to go to heaven. God, I love this song.
Pretty badass album cover there.
With the old train crossing.
Chill.
They told me, hurrah-pa-bum-bum. To see, hurrah-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, hurrah-pa-bum-bum. To set before the king, hurrah-pa-bum-bum. Hurrah-pa-bum-bum. Hurrah-pa-bum-bum.
I have loved this song since I was a small child, and I can't tell you why.
I see it. It's good.
I think it's a childhood memory thing.
When we come.
When I come.
Have you read the closing lines yet?
Yeah. I did.
My Carol of Bells is by Mannheim Steamroller. And then I've got another number one that's Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
We'll do some honorable mentions before we do number one.
Okay.
This song has lyrics, don't it? Yeah, it's got lyrics.
I don't know.
Yeah, it has lyrics.
Ding, brother, dun, ding, brother, dun, ding, ding, brother, dun. That's...
No, there's lyrics to it.
I would assume so, because this video is labeled audio.
Are you talking about, like, the Carol of the Bells in general? Yeah, yeah, it has lyrics. I was going to say, I don't know if this version does.
Yeah, it's not.
I just love that little melody right there.
Yeah, they kill it.
All right, honorable mentions before we hit number one. Fabian?
There was a Bing Crosby song that I had on there, and I think it was it Silent? No, it was like Sleigh Bells or something like that.
Slay I heard it earlier.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it, but that was one that I had heard, and I didn't know that that's what that song was until I listened to it.
Silver Bells, baby?
Maybe that's what it is.
Sleigh Ride, I bet.
Play them. I can't remember because I didn't know that was the name of the song. I just knew the song when I heard it.
We'll try Silver Bells first.
I think he's talking about Sleigh Ride.
You can just pay me back with Zelle.
Was it Up Tempo?
I always ask for Zelle.
Kind of.
The money goes straight into my bank account.
I actually.
And it works even if you bank somewhere different than I do.
Let's go ahead and go to Sleigh Ride.
Would you look at that?
Just look at it.
It's beautiful.
What? Black kid bringing you coffee?
It's our boy.
Oh,
mix and match. I'm sure that used to be a pretty good sign.
$4.29 at McDonald's.
That's so beautiful.
That's it. It's Sleigh Ride.
Yeah.
Just
hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling.
He ain't worried. Listen, he ain't worried about anything. Come on, Luther Vandross is doing.
Hell no, he ain't
mad. Y'all better stop it.
He ain't worried about nothing.
Y'all better stop it. Call all three of your wives right now and tell you if they'd rather hear this motherfucker leave.
Luther Vandross don't know about the Rat Pack, Fabian.
Stop it.
It's lovely weather.
Four men all New York City.
These motherfuckers about to slay your grandmothers, but they ain't slaying none of these modern chicks. Y'all are fucking
New York City, Fabian.
I got a post on Facebook right now. I'm going to out you motherfuckers. For the outlandish things you said on this fine program,
Bing Crosby.
Yeah, man. If y'all don't cut it out,
giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand.
We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland.
Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we.
Oh yeah, baby, them cheeks nice and rosy. Oh yeah. Yeah.
You go home right now, play that, see if your woman get in the mood.
Christmas music
I
don't
guarantee
do
you, Bing Crosby ain't got a hit that's going to make no panties drop.
You don't know
I can
that.
Name 10 off the top of my head, Luther, that every wife at this table would be ready to go for.
Yeah, but I mean, we're talking like
my wife don't even know who the fuck Luther Vandross is.
And I guarantee you, the right Luther song would have her ready.
I doubt it. You ever met my wife?
I have. Yeah. Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Honorable mention, Will.
Yeah, honorable mention.
I think you guys have mentioned mine, the Elvis, the Trans-Siberian. Yeah, you guys have hit anything that I would have thrown on top of my list.
I got a couple.
What you got?
You don't have, don't play this one, but most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, it's the most wonderful time
to be queer.
Never a bad time
to be queer. Yes, Daddy.
Yes, Daddy.
God damn it, the comment of the year.
Listen, listen, I know that we hate it and because we hear it all the time, but All I Want for Christmas Is You has got to be mentioned. I mean, right.
All right, you mentioned it. What's next?
But no, my honorable mention that I wanted you to play is Holly Jolly Christmas by Alan Jackson.
Wow.
Oh my God! I'm the country. I love country music. So the country.
I have to say this on the podcast.
I gotta get Alan Jackson in there.
I have to say this.
Okay,
hold on. We got breaking news.
Wait.
Breaking news.
Hold on, I gotta get myself together.
So y'all know Luther Vandross was gay, right?
No,
he was gay. Well,
actually, I did not know that. That is breaking news to me.
Well, Unk said Luther dropping boxers.
Well, Frank wins that round.
That's fucking killed me.
I'm kind of blown away, man. I didn't know he was gay.
Wow,
you didn't know that this black man with glitter and shit on his jackets and the curl that didn't quite curl.
Buddy, I've never watched it. I can't tell you what the man looks like.
Okay, I digress.
I ain't never watched the Luther Vandross Christmas special.
He digests.
But this man said Luther dropping boxers. That is fucking killing me.
Dropping boxers. So, yes, Frank and old Bink dropped more panties than Luther.
We have a winner.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that has killed me.
Would you like that Redland chill?
Stupid ads. That company ain't paying us, so you ain't listening to them.
Oh, man.
Not paying us yet. Unless they would like to pay us.
Yeah, it won't be long.
Have a holly. Look at that fucking mustache.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta get
it's the best time of that ain't nothing compared to the mullet.
I'm a little jealous.
Well, I don't know if there'll be snow, but
have a nice cold beer.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Hey, I don't know what that is, but we're listening to it next. Down the street, I ain't never heard that.
Say hello.
That's definitely getting played next.
I break into my top five. I don't know.
Who is it that sings? God. Randy got ran over by a reindeer.
Ray Stevens?
No.
Yeah, I think he was
Randy. He got run over by a reindeer.
Once for me.
My parents went and listened to Ray Stevens a couple of years back.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was in Pigeon Forge.
Put a finger on the snowman and shiny balls from our Christmas tree. Our old flagpole that said home sweet home now resembles a ding-a-ling. Hung mistletoe where pubic hair would grow and I brought a hold of double D's. Who put the pecker on the snowman hanging proud for the neighbors to see? It was snowing hard in Nashville, worst winter we had ever seen. Icy roads.
This was a horrible mention now, boys. I didn't have one, but this is going to be it.
Santa lost a hoe.
Someone got our front porch, stole the flagpole off the beam. There the snowman stood, pecker made of wood, home sweet home blowing in the breeze. Put the pecker on the snowman.
I might have to remember that one. I'll play it for the kids later.
I don't remember who sang. It might not be that. I don't know what I'm thinking.
Leroy.
Fabian, anyway, what's
y'all
your...
got any more honorable mentions?
No.
Okay. What's your number one, Fabian?
This Christmas, Chris Brown. Christopher Brown.
Like
this Christmas. Rihanna's arch enemy, Chris Brown.
Yeah. The Umbrella.
Breezy.
Yes. Breezy. Love the song. Love the song.
Chris Brown fan, huh?
I love the song.
I like Chris Brown.
You'd be like,
with all your studying chores, I'd say.
And this is younger Chris Brown. This is pre-face tattoo and pre-beaten ass.
Yeah.
Pre-ass beaten.
Pre-ass beaten. So this is innocent.
Back when he was wholesome.
Chris Brown and his innocence.
Back when he was getting paid money to chew gum.
Yeah, because they dropped his ass immediately. You mean to tell me nobody beat a bitch ass chewing gum? This double man sure is good. Wham, wham.
Actually helps pass the time.
Mistletoe. Young Breezy, no tattoos,
I'm
no
nothing. I'm gonna get to know you better.
Who walks down the street like
this Christmas?
Dude, he's killing it.
As we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be.
And he's magical.
This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. Whoa, we're caroling through the night. Whoa, this Christmas.
That was quick.
Said it, nigga, was magical.
Bad Santa.
From me. Cards are here, my world is filled with cheer, and you. This Christmas, and as I look around,
it's so rhythmic.
Your eyes are shining.
He could start at DB right now for most of our schools. That dude's a fucking athlete.
He is a freak of nature when it comes to being athletic.
I seen him do like a front flip off one leg.
Mm-hmm.
Like
he'd be a good MMA fighter.
Yeah. Yeah, there's talent there.
I've heard. What do you got right. Number one, Bill? Strong right.
A little town of Bethlehem.
God, we're fucking off.
You got a specific artist for that?
No.
Nat King Cole it probably ain't going to do it wrong.
See, I love the graphic. I'm immediately glad that you chose that.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem.
Your last three really brought it high. That's where I thought you'd be.
Yeah.
Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and
fears. Jason can't wait to fucking turn this off.
Oh no, I'd listen to all of this. I'm trying to keep them consistent.
Tonight. I thought you were pulling it up to fucking turn it off.
No. I'm trying to keep them all around a minute. I was trying to let that last one go a little bit longer to it picked up a little bit. All right, Adam, what do you got?
So number one on my list is the greatest Christmas song of all time. And if you don't agree with me, you're wrong. And that's not an opinion. That is a fact.
You're wrong. You're fucking wrong. Nobody wants to hear this fucking shit. Man.
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays by NSYNC. The greatest Christmas song happy of all time.
Okay.
All right. I'll let you have it.
You took me for a loop. But what?
My signal is
what? Yep. The greatest of all time.
All right, let's hear it.
Some of the sad stuff.
Soon as Verizon tries to get more of your money.
Santa? What is wrong with you?
I seen a porn that started like that.
We got some kind of bullshit.
There you go.
Cancel Christmas. Santa, you got to deliver the presents.
Yeah, Santa.
I got butt mud.
Merry Christmas.
I have an idea. In sync.
What you talking about, Gary?
Oh, this is it right here. This is it. Christmas.
Happy holidays. This one just looks like Ruth Langmore.
That ramen noodle head.
Need to take a shower.
Now you was talking about dropping panties. Why don't you go ahead and go back to that post now?
You said Frank Sinatra. NSYNC is a whole different. That's a whole different genre.
Luther Vandross could live 10 lifetimes and not drop the panties that these motherfuckers have dropped.
Well, naturally, they're way more. They're
that's
way more handsome
though. That
they're
is
way
not
more
bad.
Handsome than Luther.
Why?
Those were preteen panties.
Right.
We don't. I don't care how old the panties are.
God damn it, Adam.
In front of all. Hold on. That sounds
that
terrible.
Sounded awful.
That sounded real bad.
That sounded real awful.
For the purposes of the argument, one panty is one panty.
Now we're talking about panty ratios.
One pee-pee touch.
Let that one slide a little bit.
I will stand by the greatest Christmas song of all time.
Ever, he
said. Ever.
I still can't believe I said Luther dropping boxers. That's fucking killed me.
He dropped the briefs, dog.
My number one will be The Christmas Canon by Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Also from Home Alone. Piano just trying to get rid of and asked me if I knew about wanting one. I about called you.
Yeah, if I had anywhere to put it.
I remembered us trying to lug that other son of a bitch around. I was
fuck
like,
a dude. Piano, okay?
Yes.
I'm just saying, you. I got one daughter that can now play a classical Jesus. Instrument. So, yeah. Maybe she could teach me something.
All right. Well, that wraps up our top five favorite Christmas songs. We will move into our next segment of Bowl Pick'em that we've got going on. And we have updated since there was a game. We
hot damn, am I winning something yet?
Scores. Nope, not yet.
Fuck.
Current standings are Jason has 207 points, Bill with 197, Fabian with 191, and Adam with 182. Now, Bowl Pick'em is a lot different from our regular pickle because how we do the order of confidence and all that stuff. Like it comes down to the end a lot of times
yeah.
for that.
Well, it'll have to, yeah.
Unless you're Fabian and you just go straight down the fucking line, starting at 41 all the way down, and you build up this huge fucking lead. You can't be
nobody
overtaken.
Can overcome it.
Oh, but you this year out. Is going to be very interesting.
I imagine that we all backloaded our points, right?
Yeah, I did. But here's the thing. Y'all are forgetting one very crucial detail. It doesn't matter how I rank those games if I don't pick the right teams to win.
I cannot
stress that.
It does matter. As a matter of fact, it's the only thing that matters. You know why it matters? Because I made more right picks than you did.
That is true.
I mean, you're probably the one that came up with this format, too. So,
I mean, currently
it's
I'm
not illegal
leading.
To do it the way I've done it.
No, sir.
Currently, I'm no leading, and I'm 6-3.
No rules.
These other three guys are all 8-1, and I'm still leading at 6-3.
Yeah, I
so there's points remaining.
Yeah.
It's not illegal. No, you were well within your rights to pick the way you did. I'm just making fun of you because you did it by accident.
You didn't mean to.
I didn't mean to pick them that way, but I did mean to
you
pick
you won and didn't mean to win. Ain't that funny?
Sounds about right.
And still counts. And y'all hate that.
It's also misleading.
It fucking counts.
Yeah, very misleading.
It counts, man. And it kills y'all. It counts.
That's don't kill us.
Just like when I nut it on the first
stroke. A year later, we're still talking about it. I mean, it kills you motherfuckers.
When I nut on the first stroke.
We know that a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then.
Well, then let me be blind.
Yep. Hey, when I nut on the first stroke, I still fucked.
That's right. There you go. It still counts. Hey, it counted.
Still counts.
It counted.
Yeah, we're basically bowl season just getting started. We're only a few days in, so we got a long way to go.
Yeah, I've got a few games that's really going to find me or fuck me. And Tennessee and Washington are two teams I really took good gambles on.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you did. I was looking at Tennessee. You put Tennessee at 22 points.
Yeah, when I seen that Bijan wasn't going to play, and I was just like, you know what? I think that Texas is going to be one-dimensional.
I might have taken Washington had I known that. Yeah.
But Tennessee, I think Tennessee can still beat Clemson. I really do.
I hope you're
wrong.
Right.
I could be wrong, but I
would sacrifice the points to win the bowl game.
Yeah, I still think Tennessee can win. Truth be told, I mean, I don't mind to wear the dress. If we lose, it is what it is.
If Tennessee's 11-win team.
I'm
going to
embarrass y'all more than I'm going to embarrass me. I promise you that.
I'm going to embarrass the fuck out of y'all if I lose and I have to wear a dress.
Because one of y'all going to be my man.
Y'all going to embarrass me.
I'm going to be real goddamn extra.
Oh, if it's you, we're going to fuck by the end of the night. You ain't going to embarrass me. My dick will be inside of you.
Come on, Daddy. Put me in your pocket.
I'm going to go get me a fucking cane and a purple pimp suit. Yeah, fedora.
We'll see who can out-gay who. I will tongue fuck you.
You remember our profile picture we had a few years ago with our fucking bellies together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That came up on my memories recently.
whoever's sitting to my left is going to order for me and everything.
This bitch is going to be
this
having.
Bitch will have.
And my pronouns for the evening are she and her.
Yeah.
She will have.
I'm transitioning.
And watching the motherfuckers lose their damn mind.
I don't give a fuck.
Nah, we'll probably be in Knoxville. Let's accept it there, man.
No. I do request, if we go to fucking Hooters, we go to Johnson City.
Fair what? Enough. One we won't frequent again. Yeah. Yeah. One
no, we go fuck to. Yeah.
Nah, that ain't how this game goes, no. brother.
Hell no.
I do think that the loser should get to pick the location.
Champ picks the location.
Yeah, champ picks where he wants to eat.
Matter of fact,
don't ever argue with that. Take the driver's seat.
We gotta fucking eat for you. Win and pick them. We ain't done yet.
Well, we were gonna do that. We were gonna do that at the same time. We were gonna do the hockey. Just make a night out of it.
Oh yeah, that's right. We was.
Yeah. So that's coming in January.
The sportsmen take turns giving each other three hypothetical Christmas gifts with a twist. This is a very sportsman Christmas. Hmm. I don't know what none of this means. So what are we doing?
Hypothetical Christmas
gifts. You don't know what the word hypothetical means.
I've not looked at this till now, buddy. I didn't know we was doing this.
You give each of us a hypothetical Christmas gift.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It could be anything in the world, anything you can think of.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that'll be relatively easy, yeah.
Oh, well, let's hear it then.
Sure.
Because I've got one in mind immediately.
I would like to give Fabian's favorite football team gonorrhea.
Okay, I have two that I'm ready to give.
So
I actually wrote those two down earlier, and I got to add them and got stumped, but I'm going to get creative. So
dysentery. I'd like for his whole team to have dysentery.
Damn, ain't that what used to kill niggas at Oregon Trail?
You know you get that from dirty water, so if they travel right down the road to Flint. To Flint.
Yep.
Damn, stay away from Flint, niggas. Don't go.
All right.
But for William, I would grant him a replica of the Heisman Trophy.
Thank you, buddy.
Wow. Oh my.
Are you saying for me or for Peyton?
For Peyton.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
Oh, mine's going to be brutal.
Thought about that all by myself.
Are we allowing dark jokes? And
yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Will, so let's do we'll do all of Will's gifts and all of Fabian's.
Okay, let's do that way.
Yeah. Will, I'm going to give you a Chick-fil-A bag full of ACLs.
Oh.
Thank you. I mean, you laugh. bro, I need that shit. Yeah.
Hendon could use that right now.
It's all
now.
Fun and games until I finally got that Heisman. You give me yours first, and I don't need Fabian's gift.
Oh, shit. Ah. What the fuck I'd give you, Bill?
You want to bail me out of jail again?
I've already done that a couple times.
Well, I mean, if I need you again, it's still the best
would,
thing you
can do. Yeah, I'd still do it.
Yeah.
What'd I give Bill? Probably one of them felt like 98 shirts he was going to make. Be a good gift.
Felt like 98.
Because it felt like 98 real for a good long while, actually.
About 10 games.
Yeah.
No complaints. Good year. Good year for Tennessee football. I'll take the jokes.
Okay. Let's go on to Fabian. Let's do Fabian's now.
Fabian, my brother, I'm giving you a divorce.
Thank you.
You deserve this, champ.
I'm not going to say all that.
It's just time.
It's time. It's definitely time.
Fabian? God damn, this pizza's good.
Is it good?
We can't kill.
Listen, I'm fat, and it's okay.
It's okay.
Fabian, my gift to you is a eloquent bronze statue.
Oh, shit.
Okay?
Okay.
Of Paul Feinbaum.
Now that's
holding
half trophy
of a national championship.
God damn, that's fitting.
Now that's nice.
That's fitting. It is. I deserve that.
I'd rock the shit out of that.
And that's fitting.
With exaggerated ears. Even more so than in real life.
Jason, what are you going to give me? Are you still giving my team dysentery?
I mean, that's just 365. That's not just for Christmas. That's every day of the fucking year. Let's see. You know what? I'll give you Boy Smith. I'd like to give him a good attorney to try to get him out of that charge. Oh. He's still bending.
I'd like to know whose pockets they've greased for that.
Buddy, I don't know. I said, we'll talk about this.
What judge? We'll backdate it till he's done playing in football.
Yeah, like they backdated it like the 12th, like 2 to 3 days after the national title
That's
game.
That's what I said.
We'll revisit this later.
Listen, dog.
Wait a minute.
It's kind of like us being a benefactor of that really, really atrocious first down against South Carolina. You're just like, what? I mean, we'll take it, but what?
Thanks.
Yeah, it worked itself out.
It worked itself out real quick. And I do mean real quick.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right. Let's do Adam.
You know, Adam always makes the joke that, you know, when God was handing out dicks, all they had was white nation ones.
Yeah.
I'd give Adam a black dick.
Just give him half of yours.
That's awful nice.
I appreciate that.
I give Adam a black dick.
Okay.
Because he wouldn't know what the fuck to do with it.
Like to wear?
I sure wouldn't. Or,
are you giving him the dick?
He'd nag all the time. He'd have to adjust his sit down.
Because he deserves it. But here's the thing.
I damn sure wouldn't know what to do with it. But here's the thing. Have a goddamn blast.
You'd act like that baby elephant. Don't know what to do with it. Swinging at some bitch everywhere.
Why you been in the shower 45 minutes?
is the name of the show Baby Elephant?
Oh, God. It could be.
Or are we doing Christmas, something
I
Christmas?
I think we're doing like the Sportsman Christmas Spectacular or something.
I appreciate that. I gave you a shitty gift. You gave me a good one.
Well, some people are better
than
you.
He's a real good man.
Can I change my gift?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I want to give you.
Will so far has given me the best gift, by the way.
I want to give you a bronze statue, elegant bronze statue.
Okay.
Of
Jim Harbaugh eating a booger.
Paul Feinbaum.
Okay, Paul Feinbaum.
Holding his hands like this.
With a whole championship.
No. So he can hold your championship belt when you're not using it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Now that was nice. Yeah, because fuck Paul Feinbaum. And that definitely fixes that.
I appreciate your present. It warms my heart.
Yeah. Adam deserves a black dick.
Yes.
He does.
I deserve a black dick.
Like hanging from his body, not like in his body, right?
Right.
I didn't know how you were going to give him
one in him. I don't want to put one in him.
Not in my body, Jason.
Not in my body.
Don't tell no one.
Adam.
Yes, Daddy.
There's only the present and the future, but I'm going to give you a chance to undo a mistake in your past.
Okay.
Dude, I'm giving you back Dan Mullen. Congratulations, champ.
That's just awful.
I just think I want that.
Wow. Nah,
you could do worse. You could give him McElwain.
Oh, fuck.
Nope. Nope. This is me giving you a good gift. No, this is what I think you should have.
Who the fuck was old boy they got after Urban?
Oh, you're talking about Ron
Zook.
Yeah. No, Zook was
before. He was before Urban.
No, McElwain. McElwain.
I was thinking after.
McElwain, Mullen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Must have McElwain, Mullen. Stuck with the M's there for a while, weren't they?
Yeah.
McElwain, Mullen.
Dropped down to the M's.
Sunbelt Billy.
Sunbelt Billy.
Yeah. And they M fucking sucked.
Try in. Knock a leg off there.
Guarantee you with Dan Mullen, y'all beat Vanderbilt. I couldn't be happy for you. I'm happy.
I hate you. Take my bag of ACLs back.
Indian giver.
Oh, shit. I don't know what I want to give Adam.
Buddy, I've got a nice gift for you, and it's very thoughtful.
I bet you do. I bet you do.
He's going to love mine, too.
I bet mine's worth. I bet mine's worth the most. Like
probably,
it's monetary or not. Is monetary financial?
Yes.
It will have the most monetary value.
Well, mine will have zero.
Well,
some things are worth more than money.
Yes,
interesting.
Slightly
can't
over.
Wait to see how this goes.
What I estimate the bronze statue of Paul Feinbaum will holding your championship will be worth.
Okay.
Well, I get. I don't know what the fuck I'd give you, bud.
Adam was the hardest one for me, too. That's why I just give him something nice. I didn't want to give him nothing too bad. I said, you know what? This man deserves a black dick.
You know
and
what?
You know who really deserves it? His wife.
You know what? Oh, my God.
God dang.
Oh, my God.
Everybody wins on this Christmas. Oh, my God.
Shit.
I can't believe you just said that to that man. That's just mean.
Jesus.
Well, what'd you think Christmas. He was going to do with it?
Oh, I know what
I mean, listen, first
I know what he's going to do with it, and we all know what he's going to do with it. Jason had to act your description.
Swinging that bitch around.
Oh, you're going to play?
There, here's the thing. I think about, like, my life, right?
Yeah.
Think about my wife. I think about my job. I think about the life I've lived, my friends, just everything I've been afforded
yeah.
in life, right? And I get it. Like, I understand it. There's no way a motherfucker like me needs a big dick, too. There's
here
no
here
way.
It is. Here it is. There it is. What's this motherfucker? He's like. What the fuck is this thing?
It's dragging around.
He's yeah. swinging it all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Can we share that to the sportsman page and say Fabian's gift to Adam?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Helicopter, helicopter.
Shit.
I'd be doing dumb shit too, throwing wads of paper up in there and see if I can hit them like a baseball. Babe, look at this. Come here.
Oh, he called that one.
What's on your mind, the four sportsmen?
What are we going to say about that? What do you want me to say? Put his caption on that.
Adam's Fabian's gift to Adam. And the people who listen to the show will get it.
Well, they won't until they listen to the show.
Right.
No, I think they'll figure it out.
Give them a little more context. We're giving each other hypothetical Christmas gifts.
Yeah, put that before that.
Don't delete everything.
No, just preface it. Just preface it, yeah.
Listen to show.
Fuckers. Yeah.
Hypothetical.
I had to sound it out myself.
Hypothetical.
Beep, boop, beep.
Beep, beep.
Good job, buddy.
A primary target hot seat.
we're going to be stars now. We might as well go on American Idol and win it as the first group in history.
I think we should.
Yeah, we can do that.
I think we got a chance.
Yeah. I've got some time coming up to take off, yeah.
You think we'll get invited to the Grammys next year?
There's a chance.
I want to sit with Lonely Island.
Will they be there? That's the question.
I'll write them a song, too.
I was about to say, they ain't put out nothing in a while, I think.
I'll write them a song, too.
You'll write them a song, okay.
Yeah, I'm basically an expert now.
Are you going to give me a Christmas gift?
I don't know what the fuck to give you, man.
Disappointed.
I'll tell you what I'd give you.
Okay.
I'm going to take it back to you, probably middle school days, when you had a head full of hair, man. I'd give you a full head of hair.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Full head of hair.
Why is this bastard getting all the good gifts?
Because I'm the fucking best one of us.
Well, it sounds like you're the worst, so you need the better gifts.
Yeah, but
I think that's what it is.
We're trying to bail you out at Christmas time.
That's what it is.
We're trying to make sure you ain't suicidal, buddy. We're trying to build you up.
Now you build me up, though. I mean, you know, out here feeling like Superman. Big dick, full head of hair. Shit. Oh, shit.
All right.
Got Dan Baller back. Shit.
Can't tell him shit.
Can't tell him shit.
You ain't the bank teller. You can't tell me nothing.
All right. I'll go ahead and do mine.
And you saw. Hemorrhoid cream. Because I've been in his ass.
What was it?
Oh, I've been in his ass.
What was it?
And you saw. And it's hemorrhoid cream.
I ain't never heard of
it. It sounds funnier than Preparation H. Everybody's heard Preparation H.
I
would
have known what Preparation H was.
That's what I said. Yeah. And you saw. Yeah, because I've been in his ass. I figured he needs a little lube. He needs to be eased up a little bit.
Fair enough.
Because I've been tearing Jason's ass up.
For my best friend in the world, this Christmas, I'm giving you, it's going to sound simple, money. I'm just going to give you money.
I'll take it.
Because I like how Jason spends money the best.
Yeah.
I tell you.
Definitely makes better purchases.
Yeah, Jason has so much cool shit to do. He always does creative things. He'll just call me up a couple times a year and be like, you want to go to the fucking Rose Bowl?
Yes.
Dude, if I just give whatever money, it's our show budget, hypothetical, billions and billions of dollars.
Oh, we'll all be fucking
and I
stupid.
I want Jason to be the one to decide how we fuck off.
Fair enough.
I can testify to that. I get a text message in the middle of the day.
He did.
He's like, look at this. I was like, oh, what? That's fucking Ric Flair's last match. Yeah, buddy, you want to go? I don't know if I can swing it or not. No. Do you want to go? Yeah, I guess. We got front row seats.
I already got them. I was just seeing if you were taking the ticket.
It was rhetorical.
Right.
I'm glad you said yes.
So my gift to you is a piece of sports history.
Okay.
Yeah. Second to none.
Okay.
A piece of Ohio State sports history.
Uh-huh.
This piece of memorabilia you cannot find anywhere else.
Can't find anywhere.
Is it Ted Ginn's
double
ankle?
Framed.
Promptly.
Double framed. A piece of turf.
Uh-huh.
And a piece of hardwood basketball.
Uh-huh. Court. From around 2007.
From 2006 national championship games.
Yeah.
The turf and the football national championship, uh-huh, and the hardwood floor and the basketball national championship you, my friend.
Well, I'll take it.
Let me ask you a question.
I'll take it.
Didn't Florida beat Ohio State for both of those?
They did.
Yeah. We were second in the country. Where was your teams at those years?
How'd you put
I
that?
I have no idea.
How'd you put that together?
Way down there.
Now, I do know in 2006 we were second at one time in football, but. How did you talk about that together?
Preseason magazine time?
Because I knew the way he was building up, he was about to be just a complete dick.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and I kind of remember that once you got started on that. I was like, oh, yeah, that did happen.
Yeah.
Bro, I was like, you don't want to talk about that era.
You're a regular Sherlock Holmes to deduce that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, me and Fabian don't want to talk sports from that era if we can help it.
Well, I mean, my 06 team was pretty good. It's the 07 team that I was upset with.
Yeah. Y'all had a tournament game that had a controversial ending, didn't you?
With Jarnell Stokes.
Yeah, Tennessee and Michigan.
Yeah.
Oh, that was later.
Yeah.
What year was that? Like mid-teens?
That was Pearl for you, wasn't it?
No, that was.
No, that was Conzo Martin.
That was Mantine's. Yeah. Yeah.
It was. Everybody wanted him fired, and then he went on that tournament run.
Because he went on. Yeah, because Darnell went baseline and they stripped the ball.
Actually, you did. Our last tournament appearance with Bruce Pearl was when everything fell apart. We got there, and they beat us by 40.
Yeah, it was bad. Tim Hardaway Jr. put on a clinic.
Yeah, we got in there, did not show, and they beat the fuck out of us.
Tim Hardaway Jr., and that was before we even had Trey Burke.
And you could see the firing in Bruce Pearl's face through that game. You knew it was over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was Timmy Jara, because we didn't get Burke till the next year. Number one player out of Columbus, might I add. I don't know how the fuck we got him out of Columbus. How do you get that man out of Columbus? That's like y'all coming to Ann Arbor and picking our best up and putting
We've only had a handful of good basketball teams, man. We're not that known for basketball.
Yeah, but that was a year that...
Thad Motto, Ohio State, is to be reckoned with.
Yeah, Thad Motto.
Very legitimate.
Yeah, he made it to the finals once.
And he, here's the thing. That team was nice. And if it wouldn't have been... And I'm willing to say, because Trey Burke is actually what won that game because he clamped Aaron Croft at the end of it.
Yeah.
But if... Aaron Croft, if you swap places, Ohio State's on a tear.
Yeah, probably.
Because that was – y'all had a decent team that year.
We did.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, what you're talking about was Darnell Stokes. He was driving baseline and got stripped, and they said it was a foul. Well, they wanted a foul and didn't get one, and I think it was a foul, so, personally.
Oh, Jarnell went through.
Michigan
made fun of him, said you – quote unquote bully ball us or whatever. Yeah. And we did, man. We were bullies that year.
Yeah. Well, it was bigger than that fucking body. Because I had Wayne Chisholm. Was that the year I had Chisholm?
No, Chisholm was before Stokes.
Chisholm was what, Ramar Smith and all those guys, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Chris Lofton.
Yeah. No, Lofton was before them.
Jesus Christ, had it been that long?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Lofton's. Yeah. You're going back a ways, bro. Lofton's my age.
All right. You guys got any questions to answer this week?
I had one.
Didn't get any.
Matthew Green, I think is his name.
Mm-hmm. Matthew Green, loyal listener.
If Ja should have been ejected, and unfortunately I didn't watch that game, so I have no idea.
Yeah, basketball's foreign to me. It'll turn.
I'm not going to watch basketball for another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I seen the uproar about it, but I didn't dive into it. But I don't know.
So, Matthew.
We don't know what Josh. We don't know what
I don't
Josh
know.
Did.
Yep. We apologize, we'll do better when it's basketball
in two
season.
Weeks.
Yeah. Well, when football's not being played.
We will talk about basketball when it's basketball season.
Yeah. I don't care how many games in they are. It's not basketball season until football.
To paraphrase the hashtag Mullen effect.
Let's see. What other questions we got?
Nothing on the sportsman page.
Okay.
Some people bitching about the United States Postal Service.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I saw that. I had a question from, I can't remember the listener, but they did ask me, did I think that Florida football would improve next year? And my answer to that question is no. I expect that it's going to get worse.
You think they're going to start their turn that y'all took? About 15 years ago?
I think next year is going to be more harsh than this year. It's going to get bad.
Really?
How much would you like to bet with Jason on that?
Don't matter.
Wait a minute. What?
Actually, what am I talking about? Nobody asked me that question. Nobody asked me that. Why did I say that?
God dang it.
What am I talking about? Who the hell are you people?
You believe that enough to bet with Jason over it?
Yeah.
What do you think, Jason?
Don't do this, Adam. Don't do that. Step up to the plate and swing your own goddamn bat.
I don't bet with humans no more, but fortunate for you, Jason does.
What should I think about that, Adam?
I don't know. At least $250.
God damn.
That they don't lose more than seven games.
He's real confident with your money, ain't he?
Right? Shit. We'll spend it freely, but goddamn, I want to hand it to him.
No chance in hell we're worse next year than we were this year. And you know that.
All right.
You just want to hurt me.
I only want
After
you to...
After I've given you a fine Christmas gift.
A fine Christmas gift.
Something you needed.
You need.
As a matter of fact, you can't say that you needed anything you've gotten tonight more than what I've given you.
And I'm thankful. I can love you and hate your team, man.
Any questions, Fabian?
Mutually exclusive.
No questions.
No questions. Damn.
No, no questions, Your Honor.
Under 2 hours.
Look at us.
Actually, no questions.
By the time we throw the song in, we'll be just over 2 hours.
Well, the song's already in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
So we are already there.
So we're at 2 hours plus.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think it took? It didn't take us 6 minutes, did it? Whatever. You're looking at a timestamp on your listening device right now. You know how long we've been talking. All right. Well, for Adam, a jolly bearded man with belly that jiggles and a plump fat sack. For Erastus, who loves Rudolph's antlers because he always appreciates a great rack.
Yee-hoo.
For Fabian the champ, whose package is the largest package under the tree.
Wait. I got a fucking package now. You son of a bitches.
See, you took away the rhyme. He had it.
We can have a package
spot.
Fucked
it up.
All right. I'm Jason, and I love the holiday season because I come down my wife's chimney, and we've been
the Four Sportsmen.